Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Saints, and thank you for joining us on the prayer line this morning. Our scripture text, Psalms 103, verses 8 through 11. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Let us pray. Where will I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you I can't see? Lord, what will I do with life? Where will I go? How will I handle things, all that I know? Because I fail again, I fall so short, you know my end, Lord, from the start, you know my heart, I need you. When I call, you hear me, when I call, I feel you right near me, when I call your name, your hand is there to hold me, I need you. Father, we bless your holy and righteous name this morning. We come acknowledging you as a sovereign one, the most excellent God, who forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases, who redeems our life from the pit and crowns us with love and compassion, who satisfies our desires with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. You, O Lord, work righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. You, God, speak to and through men to reveal your truth, and you demonstrate your faithfulness in your actions. You are the Lord, compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet you do not leave the guilty unpunished. So we ponder this morning, Father, where would we be without your grace and mercy? What would be the state of us as a church body and as individuals? Throughout the Old Testament, we see where your judgment was swift. Disobedience often meant death immediately. We remember Achan, who took up the spoil during the Battle of Jericho, after you had given specific instruction that no spoil should be taken, that everything should be destroyed. Because he took up the accursed thing, all his possessions were destroyed, to include the silver, the garment he took, and the wedge of gold, and his sons and daughters, and his oxen, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, all that he had. Everything that identified his existence was destroyed at your command. Though Uzzah was one of the men chosen by Joshua to help move the Ark of the Covenant, because he was not a priest, when he reached out his hand to stabilize it when the oxen that were transporting it stumbled in your wrath, you smote him, and he died that day by the ark. When Saul disobeyed you, he was rejected as king. We remember, O God, how you caused your wrath to open up and swallow Dathan and Abiram and their households and their tents and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of all Israel because they rebelled against their leaders, Moses and Aaron. Yet your grace and mercy abounds for us today. Perhaps, Father, we take it for granted. There was no time for repentance with these men. Their salty mouths and contrite spirits meant death for them and all those associated. Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took their respective fire pans and after putting fire in them, placed incense on it and offered strange fire before you, Father, which you had not commanded them. And fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. We call to mind Esau when he acted impulsively and sold his birthright for a bowl of stew. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Maybe some of us are not familiar with these stories of the Bible. You are not to be discarded or taken lightly. When we read these stories, we may think your judgment was harsh and have many questions. What we do know is that you are a God of order, and you were careful to remind us of your benefits in Psalms 103, that you are loving, compassionate, and forgiving. Today we live in the dispensation of grace and mercy, and we thank you, O God. Grace meaning the free and unmerited favor of God as manifested in the salvation of sinners and the bestowal of blessings. Mercy, meaning compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone, it is within one's power to punish or harm. So much of your word reminds us that we have that grace and mercy because of the sacrifice made by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it, Ephesians 4:7. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. Psalm 57:1. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalms 23:6. We are thankful for the gifts of grace and mercy, yet we are reminded that we shall not use them to continue in sin. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized unto Jesus Christ were baptized unto his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Romans 6:1-6. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Father, we ask that you would help us when we take your gifts for granted and continue in things that we know are not pleasing in your sight. Have we just tossed our ways, our sin, and iniquities on the pile of God understands, or me and God got it like that? No. Would we make the same decisions if we were not under grace and mercy? Forgive us, O God, and cause us to know that your way, holiness, is still right, that we are to live clean, consecrated, and holy lives, that we will be pleasing to you. We are to be dead to sin, making no compromises with Satan. You have already redeemed us from the hand of sin and death. You have already given us a comforter. Who did hinder us, O God, that we should not obey the truth? Why do we think sin is okay and that you understand? Help us, Father, to renew our minds so that we can truly be transformed. Help us to find ourselves meditating in your word. More good in forces the bad, the compromising out. More word of God, less carnality. Your word makes us aware. And if we truly want to please you, we will make the right decision. Surely we want to be saved and we want to live right. If we've been guilty of taking your grace and mercy for granted today, we ask, O God, for your forgiveness. And if we hadn't realized how important it was, we ask that you would forgive us, Father. As it is our intention to be more like you, we will follow the roadmap you've placed before us, the word of God. As followers of Jesus Christ, we must be obedient to your word. Finally, we ask you to forgive us if we've fallen short, O God, in any area. God, we give your name praise today for bringing this to our attention. And we plan to do better, O God, with the help of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray and we give you thanks. Thank you, saints, for joining us today on Healing H2O's Morning Dew Prayer Line. Please join us again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for our daily prayer. Please visit our website at www.healingh20.org or our Facebook fan and group pages for current news and events. We would like to hear from you, so please email us your testimonies and prayer requests at www.healingh20.org. As a final thought, always remember that if you call on the Lord, He will answer. Have a great day.